Welcome on this August the 12th, 2020, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Thanks for coming to my website, listening to some discussions, some particular things to cause you to think a little bit on your own, without the interference of anybody else but your own mind, just going through it. I'm glad that you've taken out the time and come by the side, and I hope that I'll be of some good, worthy things for your brain to think about today. And for those of you that don't know who I am, take a little time and go through the website and discover. I got so many years behind all these little talks that I give every other day, and this talk is a very important one because of what's happening are beginning to take place on the forefront of our political elections in November of this year. And I take it that most folk will be doing absentee voting because they're not going to go to the polls. They're going to function from the place where they live. And that's all rightly so. That's a good thing. That needs to take place. We need not to let anything interfere with our right as American citizens. And check this out, as our right as American citizens to vote. Now, it's customarily to think that we all don't vote the same way. We aren't going to all vote for the same people for the same reasons. We have different reasons for voting for who we want to vote for. And when I entitled this presentation, Pretending to Be Black, I should have put this right behind of it, or American, because that's what the real question is here. We have two political parties running for the greatest office that's ever been held in this country, the Republicans and the Democrats. And from time to time, they have switched their modus operandi on what they believe. I'm going to read from a list of facts that I've been gathering from the internet all morning, and that's why here it is, 3:12 in the afternoon, and I'm just now doing the webcast, because I do not want to give you what I call misinformation or disinformation. I don't want to give you that. Kamala Harris is the elected appointee for the Vice President of the United States. She is a female. She is of mixed culture, rightly so, she's American. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with any of that. But the last thing that I said that she doesn't sound like an American when you look at her political background, the way she's voted on crucial issues, and where she stands on law and order. I'm kind of in a fog about that because I've been hours reading up on this. And then at the end of my exploratory notes, that's what I'll call it, and I hope that you guys are doing those kinds of exploratory notes too. For you, Mr. Sparks, you're the one that sparked my energy because I saw your little adaptation on Facebook, and I said, what is he talking about? And when I went and I researched it and I found it out for myself, then it gave me more fodder for this webcast. Now, I want to say for those of you that are devout Republicans and are devout Dixiecrats, that's what I call you, Dixiecrats, you're Southerners with the Dixiecrat explanation of your political association. I'm not trying to come against you because I was born here on the West Coast of the country. I'm in California. I live in a sanctuary state. I believe that everyone should be given a fair hand. But at the same time, my state has the highest tax rate of any state in the union. At the same time, there's more crime being committed against the citizens of this state. And when that crime is committed, and it's committed by someone from another jurisdiction, we had Kamala Harris as our state attorney general, didn't we? I understand. See, it all comes together. when you look at state politics as opposed to federal politics. Have to know the difference of those. And then you choose. You choose which party you want to be a part of. Now, I'm going to say it again, and I know you're tired of hearing me say it, because I was going to vote. I was going to vote for the Democratic ticket this year. But then when I saw who his running mate is, I said, nope, wait a minute, let me do some investigation, because another black man said something that sparked an interest. This black man I know personally, and I saw other black men that I know with pictures on the internet of them hugging Miss Harris and saying, vote for her. And I'm saying, why would these black men arbitrarily go on a social media and tell myriads of people to vote for a person that they haven't investigated the record? No, I know that the Republicans are vehemently, I think it's a word, vehemently, that means extremely upset that Biden chose this woman because of her socialistic agenda. And it's in the record. You can see it. All you have to do. Let me give you a little background. One person wrote and says that she is the most radical far-left vice presidential nominee in the United States history. Now, that speaks volumes. That's not talking about nobody. That's just telling us nobodies that are looking at this and going to have to vote about this thing, who we are voting for and what she's all about. Harris was one of the first Democrats to co-sponsor Bernie Sanders' socialist health care plan. Yes, she was. I remember when she did that, which would cost over $32 trillion, man, get this, $32 trillion. And Harris said that she wanted to eliminate private insurance, even if individuals liked their plan. And you see, you have to understand this, because this has something to do with you having the freedoms as an American to choose the plan that you want and not group you into a one fair plan. Now, before Obama was elected the president in 2008, I had a hospitalization plan. I'm sorry. I know times were easy, and I was working, my wife was working, and we were under Kaiser. I've always had Kaiser. I have Kaiser until this day. I have never had to get Obamacare or a plan like that. Unfortunately, some people that were not as fortunate as I was in the America years ago were not able to get that. Fine. Go to the voting booth. That's what the voting booth is all about. And so this is what she did. Harris also supported the radical Green New Deal, voted against the Trump tax cuts for the middle class, and voted against a bill that would limit abortions to the first 20 weeks of the pregnancy. So that means for the so-called Christians, evangelicals, Kamala is down on their booklet because she's saying, let's abort anybody that wants to have an abortion that they want to do. That's her right to do it as an American citizen. She can do that. I don't have to agree with that. Now, how do I show my disagreement with that? I'm not going to argue back and forth with her. I'm not going to vote for her. Simple as that. Am I on the right or am I on the left? I'm on neither. I don't think that you should go around aborting fetuses. Now, under special causes, yes. Yes. The mother's life can be endangered, or the baby's life is going to be endangered. Well, then you do what you have to do to preserve the life that is in front of you. But arbitrarily getting pregnant, I personally know someone that participated in 3 abortions to get them aborted. There were lives that were being, I disagree with that. Ms. Harris says, I disagree with John. I believe any term they can go in and get that done. Now, that's one of my reasons for not supporting her as a VP of this country. I don't make up my mind because of what color she is. I'm saying, what color does that, it doesn't make any difference. It is what the issue is that we're confronted with in our country. And listen, we're going through a pandemic right now. We're going through one of the most difficult economic times that we've ever gone through in the modern Americas. And so therefore, voting in this election means an awful lot. What you have to do is you have to look at the voting process and see who's going to bring the jobs and put them on your table. Who's going to support working for the money that you get instead of just giving out money and so as to peel people and so that you can stay on your status quo and be elected the next 2 or 4 or 8 years. Because that's what politics is all about. People in politics are noteworthily rich. They are rich people. They are not people that live in the ghetto, in the hood. They are not people that live in the barrio. No. That's why in the 60s you had the Chicano Revolution. All right? And then, of course, we had the Civil Rights Bill. But all those folk are dead. Nobody believes in that anymore. We believe in the new agendas. And that's what I'm asking you to do. All right. All right. All right. Ms. Harris also endorse the far-left immigration policies, which are tantamount to open all the borders. She agrees with that. She just says, open them up. She supports sanctuary cities, which I live in, which San Francisco is, which Seattle, Washington is. And when you look at these cities, it is the highest proportion of homeless peoples that are out here. Because when you make a city a sanctuary city, you invite people that need that kind of aids. And the immigrants are coming into California. And since they're here, it's too late. You can't put them out. ICE seems to be coming against that. I don't agree with ICE. I don't agree with everything that they're doing. But what if you had a bunch of I'm going to get in trouble for this one. A bunch of mad Russians coming into the country trying to blow us up. You want the ICE officers to keep them out? Well, of course you do, because you're an American. And I don't wave the red, white, and blue. I wave, I'm an unapologetically black flag. I'm a black man living in my country, America. I only dream about Africa. I only see it on my television. I've never been there. And if I doubt if I'll ever get a chance to go to the continent, but I highly respect what is going on there in certain places. I don't respect everything that's going on in this country. We have to find our way without somebody else trying to guide us into that. Now, let's see what she says. She supports the sanctuary cities, which she said in 2018, this is what she said, that we need probably to think about starting from scratch when referring to ICE. And so that statement within its context means we need to get rid of ICE altogether, take all the gates down, and I'd love for you to tell me what America's going to look like in 10 to 20 years. I'm no fool. I hope that I'm still alive in 20 years, 75, 85, 95. Yeah, I want to live to be 100. I doubt it, the way I'm feeling these days. Let me keep going. Now, listen to this. She reportedly slammed presidential candidate Biden, okay, going too far to say that he supported the policies that hurt the black community. So Kamala Harris accused, and you remember that during the debates, because I saw the debates when Kamala jumped all on Biden's head. And I find it interesting, just interesting as an old dude. Why are these two people sleeping in bed together when they were enemies? Listen to what she said about Biden. I just want you to think about that and travel with me on that. Harris called Biden's praise of segregationists personal and hurtful, because Biden had those practices in his life, saying that Biden's record of opposing busing in the 1970s was an issue that she says directly impacted her. Now, that was spoken in a negative connotation, not in a positive connotation. So now we see this man making her the VP choice. And she, why did she say that? Because she was running against him as president. She was coying the black vote. That's what politicians do. That's what politicians do. They pick a certain part in the population, and then they work on that, get them screaming, running in the streets. That's why you see a lot of people in Chicago running up and down the street, tearing up stuff that was placed there to make our society stronger, but they tearing it up because they no longer have jobs or money or Nikes and all that. Got to watch that, because that happened way overseas on the other side of the world. And that was called when the Bolsheviks went off. But let me be quiet. I don't want to go back by that far. You're not supposed to think like that, John. You're just supposed to crawl in your bed and die. To hell with you and anybody that thinks like that. I'm not dead. I'm telling you people to wake the hell up, especially those of you church folk. Every 4 years, you vote for this party. And this party puts together the weirdest shenanigans in the world to keep your stupid head spinning. And, oh, my God, I miss being on the radio. Because when I was on the radio and I could say that live, oh, my God, the ratings went sky high. But let me continue to call. Watch this. Harris said that Biden's 1994 crime bill contributed to mass incarceration in the United States. Look at our jails now. Look at our jails now. Who are they full of? Full of black men. Full of black men. When the Democrats was running all that and voting for all that in the Senate and the Congress and all of that. The black congressmen that we used to have and some of the black congresswomen now, you know who the congresswomen are now. They're third world congresswomen that are pulling against racial injustice, which is not the real issue. Our men are incarcerated at a rate that deploys the death of the civilization that I live in as an African-American in America. But let me keep, because, see, I've been looking at this stuff close all day long. I'm saying, wait a minute. If this woman is running for the VP of the country that I live in, I want to know everything about her. Okay, I don't care whether she's black, white, turquoise, blue, or whatever. And let me say this. For those of you that are going to hear this, and those of you that are going to come up, oh, well, John is a Republican. You can come up with anything you want to. Remember, this is America. If I wanted to be a Republican, I'd become one. But no, when I get my ballot to vote, it's going to say Democrat on there. Because I've been that, and I don't believe in switching parties. I just haven't voted in 40 years. All right, let me... I know I'm a strange bird. I'm a strange kind of a bird here. Wait a minute. Here it is. Harris was more focused on playing politician than fighting crime as a prosecutor, with San Francisco's homicide rates were rising when Harris was in the city's district attorney office. Now, as the DA, Harris's office padded its stats, and you have to know what that means when you pad your stats. If you remember the old New York Police TV program that used to be on, The Naked City and all that, they would talk about padding and making these plea defendants, which were accused of serious crimes. Most politicians in that position do that. They pad their pockets and the pockets of those around them. They make movies about that now. Kamala, thank you. We know that you are there. The records show it. When cases went to trial, Harris's official her office under, this person says, underperformed compared to other prosecutors that were, of course. Because when you take that padded access, you can't be going out there like Raiders of the Lost Ark trying to tear up stuff. You got to protect what's left. Well, wait a minute. We know they did that, but we want you to kind of walk lightly on them. But we want you to come hard on the dopers, on the brothers that's out there getting caught with a bag of marijuana. Give them 20 years. We can clear our streets, get more money to build up the prisons, because you know the prison form agenda is to put a lot of black people in there. Don't be crazy, people. Open up your head and pay attention. Now, here's something else, something else. As a San Francisco district attorney, Harris let murderers off the hook and put predators back on the street. That's her record. That's her record. So when you vote for the president of the United States, you want to know the background of the VP, don't you? You could have done the same thing when you look at Pence. They got his rap sheet up there, too. That's why you know what Pence is just by looking at him. But he's in office, so I'm not concerned about him. All right, let's look at this real close. In 2004, Harris chose not to seek the death penalty against a gang member who killed a San Francisco police officer, going against the wishes of the police officer's wife. Now, the police officer wasn't in wrong. The gang member killed the police officer. Why didn't the top cop in the state, in the city, see what I'm talking about? There's something wrong here. And I don't want to consider the background of the killer at all. Let me give you something else. Harris chose not to seek the death penalty against an illegal immigrant and MS-13 gang member who shot a father and his two sons. She did not seek the death penalty for that. And so that means, you know, hey, man, the state's going to run wild. Wait a minute. Well, how you think the country going to look if she get in as a president if old man Biden cribbles over and drops dead? Let me give you another one. Harris's office granted probation to a violent criminal who then went on a number two. Wait a minute. Let me read it right. Who went on to murder two more men when they let him out. She said, let him out. And the man got out, and what did he do? He killed two more. You think those men would have been dead if they should have left his butt in jail? This is who you're electing as a VP. See, I want you to open up your head. Don't listen to John Coleman. Don't pay me no attention. What you think I'm doing here at the house, sitting on my ass doing nothing? Things are happening all around me. You hear that thing going on over here? That's called a helicopter. See, this mic didn't pick it up. Why is a helicopter flying? You think they're just looking for black boys to shoot them and kill them? No. My taxpaying dollar keeps that bird ship up in the air. And I'm glad it's up there because it's protecting me in some kind of unconscious way. No, I'm not Democrat, nor am I Republican. I'm American, and I want things to remain in the American way. And other countries have copied the way we do things, but you need to listen to who you got running. There's one man that said on social media, he said, I don't see how in the world any black man in his right mind who knows the background of this woman could cast the vote for this party. Those are black men in our community. Now, the black women, yeah, they're going to get behind it because she's a female. And I know we've made some mistakes in the past and elected some of these males to be president, and look what they've done to us. I'm not saying that she wouldn't make a good VP, but I'm saying when you look at a person's record, just like these Supreme Court judges, you can tell what these conservative judges are. These conservative judges will lock me up if they found a quarter of a pound of marijuana in my car and I was smoking a joint going down the street. But a liberal person would say, the old man needs it for his depression. All right, let me give you something else. Thanks for coming to the website. 24 minutes and I haven't even got started. Harris could not do too much to fight crime. Harris's office fought to keep inmates locked up in prison so that they could use them for cheap labor. Now, today we call that slavery. That's what she did. Harris championed the law to put the parents of truant kids in jail. Those are American children? Yes. She championed it. That's Kamala. That's who we're talking about. Harris's office prosecuted the mentally ill woman who was shot by San Francisco police. She prosecuted the mentally ill person. These are facts. I'm not just, these are facts. You can find them anywhere because all this stuff has to be documented. But when you see a picture of somebody that looks like you, that talks like you, that hugs you, that eats the same kind of food you eat, and her mother was from India and her father was from Jamaica, whatever, is she like you? If I were going to vote for somebody, I would vote for somebody that had the same ideas about life as I have. Now, she has a wonderful history. For those of you that know, I'm going to share this with you. Her work history, it's all over the internet. 1990 through June 1994, Alameda County Deputy District Attorney. Kaylin Roberts, who was Kalama Harris's 8 Things That You Need to Know About the California Senator. All right. You can find that in Cosmopolitan Magazine. Go to LA Times article. All over. Everybody has all of this documented about this now very famous woman. You can follow her career. Every budgetary decision that she's made and all of the affiliations that she was affiliated with. And like I told you, when Obama was elected, if you find out who he was affiliated and who his teachers were when he was in the university, where he wrote his PhD thesis and what department of the stacks it is in that library, in that university, you can know what that person is all about. Now, here again, you may look at me and say, oh, well, you flaming Uncle Tom, you can call me what you want. I read. I know what I'm talking about. And I know what a leftist is. And I know what a diehard Lexus is. A diehard Lexus lives to overturn the government of these here United States. Because you had the diehard Lexus in Marx and Engels and Lenin, Stalin and the rest of them cats. Now you're talking with somebody that knows what he's talking about. Now you can talk with, you know, some of these new ages. Go ahead. Now let me prove to you that she was a far left radical. She supported Bernie Sanders with $32 trillion socialized health care plan, outlawing private insurance. Can you get that? This country was based upon private industry. Oh, don't get me wrong. I know what the white racists did when they burned down all the black man's business in Oklahoma. I'm not carrying that guilt. I know what happened to black men. I know black men in the Tuskegee experiments when they experimented on us like we were some kind of wild animals and things like that. That's all Chicago is today, a massive experimentation. Let's take the black man out of the house, incarcerate him, lock him up, give all the power to the woman, and then we'll start systematically killing their offspring. And I saw a video today in the streets of Chicago. These people have lost their minds. But there it is. Now, she was also the first Democrat to announce that she would co-sponsor Bernie Sanders' single-payer health care plan, and it was introduced in September, okay, of 2017. And then they have other things here. I'm not going to read all these things. She wanted to eliminate that private insurance. And it's important that I keep hitting on that because that's what this country is about. What's private? What's yours? See, when it's socialistic, what's yours is mine too. See, and so what you have to do is you have to be able to weigh and get the balance of what that's supposed to mean. And that's all I'll say about it because I don't want to waste my time on this. It only takes 30 minutes. All right. From listening to me, many of you, and I seriously believe this, many of you would say, well, John, you're not black. I could say that about you. I was called that many a time in the church that I pastored. They say, you know, you're really not a black pastor. Why? Because I wouldn't hoop and holler and scream down the name Jesus and talk a bunch of bull crap to people and have them talking in tongues and everything. No, I won't play the fool for you, your mama, or nobody. Nobody. I know I'm not the smartest dude in the world, but I like to think that I have brain. And at 76, I think it's still ticking. Now, you let yours tick. Don't call me asking me, who am I voting for? I'm not voting for an avowed communist. I'd never do that. Even though I got my African flag flying over my house. Oh, here comes my stuff in the mail. Pick that up. That's for me, man. I do know exactly what I'm doing and how long I have to do it and why I'm doing it. And I hope that you understand that too. Let me grab this. I'll be back. Hold on. All right, I'm back. That wasn't my package. So I'm not going to continue to, I think that I've said enough. I've given you enough information to help you to make a decision whether you are going to vote for her. I like her resilience. I like her being strong. I like her connecting with a hell of a lot of women, because women need a voice like Kamala Harris. They do. But when it puts down a man and makes decision to weaken that man's hand, I cannot say that I agree with that, because men's hands have been weakened in this country far too much. I have to say this, and it embarrasses me to say it. A man that I know that's a part of the LGBT community almost immediately affirmed this woman, which necessarily infers that everyone in his organization ought to promote her. I think that that is the worst thing that can ever happen in our community, because it takes away the individual's right in this country. Oh, God bless. The individual's right to make a choice on their own. And hopefully that they will make this choice after they have done a decent, commemorable thing by looking up the person's record. As a matter of fact, I saw a picture on the internet. I'm going to try to copy it and put it up next to a picture of my wife walking my daughters down the street like her mother was walking her and her sister. The pictures look so similar. It was around the 70s, the early 70s. They were dressed alike. And so I know the era and the age, and that's good. But when your kids grow up and your kids follow a certain track, just because they're your kids, you don't have to agree with them. See, I don't agree with everything my daughters say and do, but they're my daughters. I love them. I love Miss Harris. I wish her the best, but I'm not voting for her. See, because she is a true politician. And when you're a politician, you have certain people that you befriend. You can, like when she was debating Biden, she put him down for his hypocrisy on racism. And then she says, well, we lay those things aside. Well, who are they talking about? Who is a black community? Do you understand the black community? You just can't pick up and lay down situations like that. But in this new age that we're living in, people are picking up and setting down stuff and got your head spinning around and got you thinking you're on the right track when you've been bamboozled. Thank you for coming to my website. Whatever you do, hey, you better open up that Bible and read it sometime and try to get a little knowledge in that thick skull of yours.